for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Memorial Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, May the 26th, 2006, Dr. William Nall is the speaker of this service, teaching on the roots of obesity. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Where they dump raw garbage into the sewer, into the river. And people would be down there fishing and take those things home and eat them.
Well, speaking of that, you know what comprises 30% of the diet of the cows you're eating? Chicken manure. 30% of the diet of the animals in the feedlot is chicken manure. Now, they passed a rule at the Congressional of the Agriculture Department that you couldn't feed them chicken manure anymore, and there was such an outcry from the feedlots that they reversed it. It was in the paper. A couple former friends of mine in Kansas got out of the feeding business. They said, we can't compete unless we feed them the chicken manure. And he said, you know, I just can't feed my cows. And he used another word. Wasn't very polite. Started with an S. And my fine cows, I just can't feed them chicken. And he said, and another word there. Y'all know what it is. And that's what you eat. That turned me on. Whenever I see a steeple, I see that chicken manure. I said, that. Okay. Catfish live on the bottom, eat the crud, even those that are raised in the ponds. And they fed this soybean stuff. They are on the bottom, sucking up the filth from the dirt. Bacteria count is 5 times higher than a regular fish, regular trout, that you get that in a stream. Okay? Why you have to be so careful with pork so it won't spoil? Bacteria count's high. Got more germs in it. What about shellfish? What about clams, and lobster, and shrimp? They're all scavengers. They all live on the bottom and eat the junk and the crud. I remember I used to eat oysters on the half shell. That was a sign of being a man, you know, go down to the bar and get a platter full of oysters on the half shell, you know, and have a pint of beer, and you'd eat those oysters. You take this burlap sap out from under the bar, you know, with ice in it, and have the oysters in there, and you'd open one side. Okay, give me 12 of them. So they'd open them up for you, and you'd take them with your finger and throw them in and chase it down with a little beer. Made you a man! Well, I ate one when I'd forgotten, and I went to the seafood buffet, and they had some oysters on the half shell, and I put it in my mouth, and I thought, I spit it out. Because it tastes like the sewer. Or at least what I thought the sewer should have tasted like. It smelled. Shellfish, a lobster contain tremendous levels of cholesterol. So does shrimp. God said don't eat them. Because they defile his temple. Oh, me. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Not supposed to eat birds, buzzards, and things that eat carrion. You know, let you eat chickens. You can eat the fat off of a chicken. But you're not supposed to eat unclean birds. Birds that live off of scavengers. Now let's look here. Interesting, you know, that we're on 1 Corinthians, okay. If you look at chickens, you know, and you take them and let them range free out there, their yolks have and they eat bugs and worms and things, you know. The chicken yolk has omega-3 oil, which is the best kind of oil for you. Put them in a cage up there and feed them chicken feed. They are all not. There's no omega-3 oil in them. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Now, First Peter says, and that price was not corruptible gold or silver, but the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. God owns your body. Jesus Christ bought and paid for it. That body's not yours. You can't treat it like you want to. He bought and paid for your body. So you're supposed to honor Him with it. And how do you honor Him? By taking good care of it. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile or destroy the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now he's saying there that if you mistreat your body, you come out from under his protection. And you're standing out there in the breeze. And there are all kind of infirmity spirits that like to have a place to live. All kind of cancer spirits. Spirits of allergy. Spirits of sickness. Spirits of bitterness. They'd like to have a place to live. That's in your body. Now, God never intended for y'all to be infected with any bacteria. He never intended that man should be infected. Bacteria would be man's servants. Bacteria work in your colon to digest food. Bacteria work in the universe to as God's to purify. God never intended. He made an immune system in you. He built a protection. So the bacteria comes in, your white corpuscles, your antibody systems will destroy that bacteria. Any bacteria that dared to invade your body would be destroyed. It's called your immune system. Fear reduces the ability of your immune system to respond and allows infection. And so when you come, that is one of the ways the enemy torments you. Okay? God said, forgive. Don't be rebellious. Don't be stubborn. Stubbornness, rebellion, and bitterness, the same word in Hebrew. Mara. Stubbornness is interrelated to both of them linguistically. Bitterness, a root of bitterness, makes you, your immune system go crazy. And first you start having allergies to things around you. Like a pollen getting in your nose. And your nose has an allergic reaction to it. And it puts out all kind of mucus and your nose stops up. Your tongue swells. You itch. All kind of things happen to you. You wheeze. Then you become allergic to your own body, and you develop what's called autoimmune diseases, and you get arthritis, and you get a whole host of autoimmune diseases that medicine doesn't really understand the cause for, but they're from bitterness, from rebellion, bitterness, and stubbornness, tied in with fear, because they both run together. God didn't intend for you to have all those. I'm getting a little astray now. But if you're in rebellion and you eat stuff that God has told you not to eat, namely the fat, you get cancer, which is a rebellion of the cells, and it is related to the immune system. Now, medicine's got all kind of cute things, like they say you got genes, and it's in your DNA, and it's this, that, and the other. There are some people that cancer seems to run in families. It's a curse. Rebellion brings a curse that goes for generations. Therefore, you walk out from under God's protection in rebellion, and you get heart trouble. You get high blood pressure. You get cancer. You get arthritis. You get bitterness. Eat what God tells you to, and you'll save yourself. You won't defile God's temple. Praise the Lord. Well, some folks say, well, Doc, what about that verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4? Well, look at that verse. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Starting with verse 1. Y'all say amen when you get to chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. Okay? Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God, it says meat in the King James, but really food, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused to receive with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, people interpret that. That means you can eat anything you want to as long as you pray over it. You go back and you look at that word meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving, and it means meat, food, clean food for the Hebrew diet. And if you look at creature, it means clean creatures for the Hebrew diet. Look it up in the concordance. You don't have to take my word for it. Get Kittle, Theological Textbook of the New Testament. It's 12 volumes. But it's in there. It is the, Dr. Kittle wrote it back in about 1900, I think. And he's still the accepted, he's still the accepted final authority. But he's speaking of the animals approved for the Hebrew diet. Now, Mel Torrey was a man who wrote Like a Mighty Wind. He spoke of the outpouring of God's Spirit in Indonesia. And Mel said that he was teaching on this. And some brother came and said to him, well, this is every creature is good and created by God to be eaten. And he came against Mel very hard. And Mel sat and prayed and said, God, how do I convince the man? He said, go out and look in the bushes behind the church. So he went out and he looked in the bushes and there were some dog droppings on the ground. He said, get a spoon and take one of those into the brother and tell him it was created by God and eat it. Pray over it and eat it. Mel said he did that. The brother, he declined to eat that. He wasn't so sure that it could be prayed over and sanctified and made fit to eat. Praise you. That's in Mel Torrey's book, Like a Mighty Wind. So, what do we need to do? Number one, eat clean food. Avoid animal fat and blood. Two, eat the food that God has given you in the condition that He gave it to you. Man's attempts to make it better generally makes it worse. You can't improve on God's work. Oranges. They're wonderful. Wonderful food. Orange juice. Without the pulp is glorified sugar water. With the pulp, it contains 70% of the vitamin C, but that's all. Take that orange and put a drop of liquid soap on it and wash it off real good. Then take it and cut it up in eighths and eat it, peeling it off. Excellent food. That white portion is pure pectin. Do you know what pectin is? If you ever made boy, ever made jelly, you'll notice that you always went down to the store and bought something called pectin and poured in there. Soluble fiber usually comes out of an apple. Apple's got 3 grams of pectin in each apple. That's soluble fiber. A lot of it in oatmeal. And it goes into the intestine and cleans the intestine out as it goes through. That you absorb in your bloodstream, goes through and cleans out your arteries. It regulates the amount of rapidity of sugar absorption. And it takes energy to digest. Therefore, you got less calories. Carrots. One carrot stick has got 10 calories. But it takes more than that to digest it. So you eat carrots, I mean you got a negative calorie balance. And also, very good stuff in it. A lot of fiber. A lot of beta-carotene, a lot of isoflavones. Very good for you. I'll talk about that some in the next session on this. And so, you eat as God gave it to you. The third thing you need to do is change the way you live. When I got saved, God witnessed to me that I should tithe. And I looked at all the debts I had and the fact I was spending more money than I was making already. And I said, I can't afford it. Just give the preacher 10% of what I make. And so I went to a friend of mine who I trusted and I respected. And I told him I couldn't afford to tithe. He said, you can't afford not to. And I said, well, how am I going to do this? He said, Billy, you got to change the way you live. Now, when you become a Christian, you can't live like a heathen. Now, you got to change certain things that you do. And number one, you got to tithe. You get your paycheck, and you write out a check for 10%. And you take it to the storehouse where you're going to church, where you're being fed spiritually, and put it in the plate. And it is whoever God has placed in spiritual authority there, it is their responsibility how they spend it. They answer to God. You don't. You answer to God when you drop it in the plate. I had to change the way I live. You want to honor God with your body. You're going to have to change the way you live. You're going to have to eat clean foods. To give up a lot of things that you like. You know, I like ice cream. You know, my daughter-in-law is so good to me. When I'd go to visit up there, she'd have not one, two quarts of my favorite ice cream in the freezer. And you know, I'd eat both quarts before I left there. I'd be there a weekend, I'd eat both of them. I came home and I said, I crossed the Rubicon. And I said, you know, Billy, you're going to have to. God, at one time, I'd said, what I do? And he said, you have to eat to live, not live to eat. You know, some folks that the high point of their day is to sit down to eat. That is, that's what they look forward to all day. It's satisfying their flesh. You got to change that. You got to give up something. You got to sacrifice. You got to say, flesh, line up with the Word of God. Word of God says you're going to do without. Fast. Fast. Yeah, go 24 hours without eating anything. 24 hours without eating. That was the hardest thing I did. First time I tried that, man, I tell you, my head pounded, my flesh screamed. I tried to go to bed. Maybe I could sleep 24 hours. I got through it. And I must have consumed 5,000 calories within 3 hours after that 24. I mean, I just ate. He said, God didn't do any good. I lose weight. He said, you don't fast to lose weight. You fast to pray and get my face. He said, fasting, of course, without prayer is just dieting. But you got to change the way you live. You got to live for God. You got to eat to live. Eat what God's good for you, what God's given you. And from the way He's given it, whether you like it or not, and your mother used to say, eat your spinach because it's good for you. And she had that big long switch. I don't know about y'all's mother, but my mother, she had a way of enforcing her will in certain things. And your mother said, spoke, you said, she said, jump, you said, hi, hi. You jumped. Mother was a strict disciplinarian. She loved us, and she was good to us, and she protected us, and she was a wonderful woman. Retrospectively, when I got to be 40 years old, I had to go home and get out on my knees and say, Mother, will you please forgive me for all the sorrow I caused you by my rebellion when I was younger? And I was weeping. I'd been saved about 2 years, and God convinced me that it had convicted me that I had to go home and face my mother. I hadn't seen her in four or five years. And she looked at me and she said, Billy, what's wrong with you? And so I told her, you know, she said, what kind of church you going to, Billy? Got you here on your knees in front of me asking forgiveness. I said, will you forgive me? Of course I forgive you. And she said, tell me about this church you're going to. So I tried to explain to her about the fullness of the gospel and about the outpouring of God's Spirit, how He healed people and delivered people, and she listened. And she said, Billy, you know what it sounds like to me? I said, what's that, Mother? It sounds like to me that you've gone up there and got yourself all involved with a bunch of holy rollers. I said, that's right, Mother. I'm in the Holy Roller Church. And she broke out in tears and said, oh, my God, the Holy Rollers have got my child. And she got up and left the room crying. I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm crying, oh, God, what am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do, Lord? And she said, she came back in and she said, Billy, where y'all keep the snakes? I said, Lord, Mother, we don't handle no snakes or drink poison or throw hot coals around or any of them crazy things. That's them crazy homeless people. We just go to church like the Episcopalians in here and sing songs and have the preach. Oh, thank God. Don't tell me anymore about folks getting healed, that hocus pocus stuff, and we'll be all right. Yes, Mother, I let it go. Praise the Lord Jesus. But I had to change the way I lived. And if you want to follow and be a vessel of honor for God, you've got to change the way you live. Now, the last thing is, you eat clean foods, avoid fat and blood, you eat them like God gave them to you, and the last thing you do is you use reasonable portion control. Now, modern restaurants, a reasonable portion of pasta is 1 cup. If you look in the Weight Watchers book, it'll tell you 1 cup. I liked Weight Watchers because they make you accountable. And they make you aware that of how much you eat. I carried a diary around with me for a long time, writing down every time I ate something, and I became aware of how many freaks I stuck stuff in my mouth without even thinking about it. And if you need to do that so that you can see how often you have got that subconscious and not even aware. It's called compulsive actions by a spirit of gluttony. I mean, y'all ever smoked, you know, and you put them cigarettes up there and said you wasn't going to smoke no more. And you pick that cigarette up and light it and take a draw of them and not even realize you're doing it. So suddenly you realize you got that cigarette half smoked. That's called a compulsive action. It's demonic. Well, they give you 3 cups in the restaurant. The portion of French fries in 1958 was in McDonald's was 68. I mean, was 6 ounces. Now you get 12 ounces. And you buy the super size, you get 20 ounces. Reasonable portion is 6 ounces. And it's all fried in animal fat. And the trans fat ratio is 25%. And half the calories you get at McDonald's are due to animal fat. And tell you something? Should not eat McDonald's. I see people taking their little kids in there. They take them in. They get a super size. That means they get all them French fries. And they get a big 44-ounce pop. That's 10 calories per ounce, 440 calories, and they get a free refill. So they get 1,000 calories of pure sugar. I used to not see diabetes in children. Type 2 diabetes, I never saw it. We saw it only in older people past 40 or 50 that were terribly overweight. I saw 16-year-old girls with type 2 diabetes, been fed McDonald's all their life. That was their idea of going out to eat. McDonald's, Hardee's, Pop. Okay. And so you need reasonable portion control. You need to put the portions. You need to eat it. And if you're tempted, you need to get up and leave the table. If you put it on your plate, you'll eat it. This study has given people a bag of stale, horrible-tasting popcorn. Big bag and little bag, and sit them down in front of a thing. Both people will empty the bag, almost empty, just eating that bad, sorry popcorn because they've got it there. digging a grave with their mouth, you know. So that's God's diet. Dr. Russell's book is over there. There's just so much in it. I didn't give you Dr. Russell's testimony, but he was a diabetic at 13 in the 40s. They told him he could live 20 years. After 20 years, he became a football star at Oklahoma State. Went to medical school, became a radiologist. After 20 years, he hit the wall. His diabetes went out of control, and that's when he got real serious with God. Good Baptist boy, and God told him, you'd be all right if you was on my diet. And he said, what diet? The diet in the Bible. So he got real serious with God. He got on God's diet. He's 75. He still takes insulin once a day. But he has his kidneys, his eyes, all his fingers and toes. He has no complications from his diabetes and his excellent control because he stayed on God's diet. I recommend to you God's diet. Recommend his book to you. It's called Healthy Living. I don't know how many copies they've got, but if they run out, Patty will be glad to order it for you. But I recommend to you, particularly those of you who are a little heavy around the waist like I used to be, that you get one and read it. Praise the Lord. The next time I talk to you, I'll talk to you about the spiritual roots of gluttony and compulsive eating and the spirit of the false comforter. Praise the Lord. I have talked much longer than I intended to. I can still talk a lot longer, but I think it's time to quit and pray. So everybody, you know, it is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. And all the blood is now settled out of your brain down into your feet and into your fanny. So everybody stand up and jump up and down a little bit and move around and ask God to and circulate a little blood. Let's praise God some. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise your Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. What did I do with my water? Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord, huh? Where'd my water go? Where'd my water? Praise the Lord Jesus. I hope this is mine. You know, you drink out of one of these, you spit out of your mouth goes back up in the bottle. So if you drink after somebody, you're sharing their spit. Now, if it's your wife or your husband, that's okay. You share spit when you kiss. But if it's not one, you don't want to drink after anybody. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay, we're going to have a corporate deliverance or a mass deliverance. And we speak, when we speak about demons, demons are air or spirits. And the word in Greek and the word in Hebrew both mean air or wind. Now, demons can come out any way they want to. God tells them to, but they generally come out of the breathing passage, out of your nose, out of your mouth, and other orifices as wind or air. And I say to you, if you come out as a cough or sneeze or yawn, sometimes you vomit. It says they shall cast out demons. That word means expel. If you look it up in the lectionary, it says to cough, sneeze, vomit, or give a quick jerk. They say, where does it say that coughing brings out demons? It says it right there. So let what happens happen. If a scream comes out and you let it go. Don't hold your demons in. Let them go. That's what happened with Stephen. If you read in Stephen, and you read that in Acts, it says that demons came out with screams and shrieks. Don't worry about what folks think. They ain't going home with you. They ain't going to tell your neighbors about it. Besides, they're worried about their own demons. They don't worry about yours. I sat on the third row, second seat, though. Then I vomited and fell out of that chair and rolled in the floor in my own vomitus. And about the time I thought I was through, you know, and I was trying to get up, he called out another one of mine. Ah! Get him again. And I said, oh, and then some poor soul came over and felt sorry for me. And he stood about 3 feet off and held out like this and prayed for me. Brother Doug, I appreciate that, man. Praise God. I could feel the love of God in him. But I tell you, I get happy. I'm happy, man. I got up and prayed and God went and took a shower. And you know, nobody seemed to think badly of me. If they did, they didn't say anything. Everybody just happy I got free. So let it go. Now I bind you by the Spirit of the living God where you are. You shall not run out of the building. In the name of Jesus, I bind your feet to the paths of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I bind you there. When you're sitting down, I bind you in that chair in Jesus' name by the Spirit of the living God. Now say, Dear Lord, I love you. I believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He was crucified, dead and buried, rose again for the third day for my sin and my justification. He ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of God the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I repent of my sins and the sins of my ancestors. I break the curses from the sins of my ancestors and my sins. For it is written, Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Touch me, Lord. Deliver me from the spirits of incest, fornication, adultery, rape, rejection, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord, from spirits of the vagabond, returning evil for good, poverty, whoredom, idolatry, bondage to drugs, bondage to the false comforter. In the name of Jesus, deliver me, Lord. In Jesus' name, for it is written, Joel 2:32. Anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. Somebody take a deep breath. Let it go. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Again, come on out. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Now in the name of Jesus. All you foul sex spirits, all you fantasy spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All you whoredom spirits, all you idolatry spirits, I bind you and I break your power. I command you to leave God's people now in Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath and cough. I want everybody in here to cough now. All spirits of masturbation, come out now. Come on out. All of you. Everybody cough. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out. Out. Foul devils, I bind you. I command you to leave. Leave in Jesus' name. Everybody have a seat. Praise you, Lord God. I bind and I break the power of rejection, the curse of rejection that came down through the family line. I break the curse of adoption, of rejection by mother and by father, by parents and by friends, and in the name of Jesus Christ. All peers, all coaches, all teachers, all employers, I break the curse of it in the name of Jesus. Come out, rejection. Leave God's people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of being rejected. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Come out. Fear. Fear. I bind fear in the name of Jesus. Fear of not pleasing God. Come out. Fear. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of there, fear. Leave them. Depression. Depression. Fear. Anxiety in the heart causes depression. Come out, depression. Spirit of heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Leave God's people. He didn't give them a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I break the power of fear in the name of Jesus. All tormenting fear, come out. All spirits of torment, come out. I break the curse of torment now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to go. Go in the name of Jesus. All rejection by the church, be gone. All rejection by the church, by church members, come out. All condemnation, rejection and condemnation by the church. Come out. The church system, be gone in Jesus' name. All of you, go. Go in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All fantasy, go. Fantasy, idolatry, fantasy, vain imagination. Come on out. What I should have said, what I should have done, what I ought have been. Come out. What might have been. Come out. 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 Lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Come out. Come out. All spirits of bulimia. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits to go in the beauty parlor three times a week. And your hair fits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. 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 Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Out. All clothes horse spirits. Got to buy clothes. Come out. I just had a new outfit. Folks that like me. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Fear of rejection. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. All that fear of rejection. Come out. 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 Come out. Out. If I just lose 5 pounds, I'd be prettier. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I'm going to buy these clothes too small for me, so I got to lose weight to wear them. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lust of the eye. Come out. Come out. Pornography. Come out. All pornography. Come out in the name of Jesus. Pornography. Come out from Cosmopolitan, from Playboy. Come out in the name of Jesus. All smut publications. Come out. Pornography from the internet, come out. All peeping Tom spirits, in the name of Jesus, come out. All forger spirits, exhibitionist spirits, all seducing spirits, exhibition spirits, tight clothes, come out. Wear tight clothes, make myself attractive, come out, in the name of Jesus, come out. All padding spirits, I'm going to pad here and pad there to look better, come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. All girdle spirits, come out. All spirits of the girdle, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Leave God's people. Now you can't torment them anymore. You can't torment them. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Out. 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 Come out. Desire for money, desire for power, desire for prestige. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Lust for power. Come out. Lust of the flesh. Overeating. Overdrinking. Come out. Lust of the flesh. Eating. Drinking. Pouting. Carousing. Come out. Come out. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of narcissism. I come against the narcissistic spirit. The spirit of self-worship. Come out. Self-worship spirits. Me, myself, and I bind it. It's good for me. I want it for me. I'm entitled to me. It's me. Me. Why not me? Why can't I have that? Come out. Come out, all spirits of jealousy and covetous and envious. Me, I want it for mine. Me and mine. How dare they take mine? It's mine. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, narcissistic spirits, self-worship spirits. Come out. Come out, inconsiderate spirits, selfishness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, out, self-centered spirits. I got to be the center. Jezebel. Jezebel, I speak to you. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of them in God's name. Everybody take a deep breath and let Jezebel go. Oh, everybody, that Jezebel affects as many men as it do women. Come out. All the spirits of Jezebel, of rebellion. All the spirits of pride and rebellion in Jezebel, the false anointing spirits. Come out. All false gifts, all false tongues, all false religions. Come out in the name of Jesus. All self-centered religions. Come out. All false religions. Come out. All selfish religions. Come out. Come out. Anything that places it before Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Let God. Let them go. Everybody take a deep breath and let Jezebel go. All that rebellion. Rebellion against God's word. Come out. I break the curse of yoga. All y'all been to yoga classes, been in Lamar's classes. I break your power. I break the power of yoga in the name of Jesus Christ. Yoga, Lamar's, yoga, transcendental meditation, Hinduism. I break the spirits of martial arts. Kokai, come out. Come out. All the martial arts spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. I bind you, you foul Hindu devils. You vile Buddhist devils. You vile Taoist devils. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. You can't stay in God's student, in God's people. Everybody take a deep breath and let them go now. Let them go. All you people have been in relaxation exercises. All you people have been in meditation exercises. Come out. Let them go. Let those meditation spirits go. Come out. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. All those relaxation spirits, come out. Name of Jesus, come out. All those meditation spirits, all those Hindu yoga spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bind them and I break them. All spirits of Mormonism now, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of the Masons. I break the curse of the Masons and the Eastern Stars and all secret societies. I break the power of it, and I command those false gods to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' name. Go! Go in Jesus' name. Go! Go! All of you! All the Eastern Star, come out! All the fraternity and sororities, come out in the name of Jesus! All secret societies, come out! All the secret societies, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All cults, come out! All gangs, come out! I break the oath made at the gang and initiation in the name of Jesus. Made at the sorority and fraternity initiation, the oath that was taken in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ annuls that oath. Demon, you don't belong to them. They don't belong to you. Your oath, your covenant is broken. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You let them go. Let them go. Come out, you foul devils. Everybody take a deep breath and let them go in the name of Jesus. All you devils that came down through Indian worship, through Indian heritage, come out. Come out. All you Indian heritage demons, come out. Come out. All of you, come out. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. All you Nordic spirits, come out. All the spirits that came in through Thor, come in. The spirits of Valhalla, come out, Valhalla. Come out, all the spirits of Thor, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, out, out in the name of Jesus. I break your power, command you to go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Let her go. Let her go. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. I come against infirmity spirits. Come against all spirits of bitterness now. Bitter spirits. Stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits. Bitter spirits. I command you to go. Pull a root of bitterness out. In the name of Jesus. Speak healing and restoration. In Jesus' mighty name. Come against all headaches now. All migraine headaches. All tension headaches. All headaches. All pain in the neck. Come out. Turn them loose. All you serpentine devils, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, you serpentine devils. All of you, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? That's music. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise your name. Turn loose, you foul devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Break its power. Come against headaches now. Brain tumors. Encephalitis. Encephalopathy. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Brain damage. Alzheimer's. Come out. Come against the eye disease. Ear disease. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Eye disease. Ear disease. Macular degeneration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cataracts in the name of Jesus Christ. Blindness in the name of Jesus. Go. I speak against deafness, vertigo. Come out. bind deafness and vertigo, labyrinthitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the deaf spirits, come out. Go! All the deaf and dumb demons, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against glossitis. That's right. Come against allergies. Nasopharyngitis, allergies in the name of Jesus Christ. Congestion out in Jesus' name. All asthma, come out. All asthma, breathing problems, emphysema, heart trouble, come out. All heart failure, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You deaf and dumb demon, I bind you and I command you to go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Oh, yes, you will let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. You deaf. You deaf. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. We praise you, Lord. All spirits of stomach ulcers and esophagus and gastroesophageal reflux and stomach ulcers and duodenal ulcers, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All enteritis, colitis, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All gingivitis and carious teeth, I bind you, and root canals, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's people. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Turn loose. Turn loose. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 All thyroid problems, I bind you. Hyperthyroid, low thyroid, no thyroid. Come out. Thyroiditis, come out. Bind you and we break your power in Jesus' name. Be gone. I speak to cancer. Cancer of the bladder, cancer of the prostate, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the lung, cancer of the pancreas, cancer of the brain, all cancers, go! All cancers, I bind you. Arthritis, I command you to go. Fibromyalgia, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Get out of God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Diabetes, I bind you. And I break your power. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said,
amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.